Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. We're glad you're with us. Bob Getty, Kelly Center, Andrew Abity. We're all in the Southern Bank Course studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Opening segment of our show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Colby Allen, that was probably the best news Golden Eagle fans got last week, was that Colby Allen was coming back. Well, he's coming back on the Eagle Hour. We'll be talking to him in just a few minutes. Going to talk a little football first. But, Andrew, you know it's summer when Kelly has on his purple camouflage summer outfit. It's just really amazing.
I think you need to let Kelly live on this one. I'm about it.
You like it?
Yeah. I would consider, yeah. if I was going to the pool, I would definitely be rocking that.
At the pool.
Well, and if you guys were headed to Waikiki Beach, like I was later on in the week,
shrub it in.
Then perhaps.
Are you taking the salmon outfit, the pink outfit,
And my Cimarron Sunset Saffron outfit as well?
Are you really? How about your tinfoil suit? Will you be dressing up?
I don't know. The sun's pretty intense there, and I wouldn't want to blind anybody with my tinfoil sport coat. So.
I heard it's football season's coming up.
Yeah, and real quickly, I know you got a new Speedo. I heard you were shopping
this
weekend.
No, Bob.
I agree with Andrew on this one. I don't think our audience is prepared to talk about that.
Yeah, 100%.
Football's coming up, Andrew.
Yeah, the Sun Belt has released the preseason coaches poll, the preseason awards. The Golden Eagles got, this was maybe less than an hour ago. Golden Eagles got 5 players on this year's list. If I remember correctly, I think they only had one last year, which was Ty Mims, who's long gone.
Who was also the rep last year at Media Day.
Yeah.
Now he's, like you said,
you know, I didn't even bother to check if he was on the team, if he made the preseason. There's a chance. Anyway, so the 5 guys who've made it, Braylon Braxton is the Sun Belt preseason offensive player of the year. He also lands on the first team. And then you've got Brodarius Lewis, a defensive lineman, DB Josh Moten. That one's probably no surprise. And then Ian Foster's a return specialist. And then Kyron Heath is on the second team as the tight end. So a couple.
Were any of those guys on the team last year?
Kyron Heath and Brodarius Lewis. Right, Lewis, I think, is the only person who is a non-D1 transfer. He came from Jones College. So, and then the Golden Eagles were picked to finish 5th in the West Division, which I was a little surprised. And that's the coaches' poll, too. If you want, so here's the full coaches' poll breakdown. Yeah. So in the East Division, James Madison was picked to finish 1st with 11 first-place votes.
Of
Georgia
course.
Southern got 1. App State's in 3rd. Coastal Carolina got a first-place vote at 4th. ODU is at 5th. Marshall at 6th with a first-place vote. I was a little surprised at that. And then Georgia State picked to finish last. UL in the West Division was picked to finish 1st with 6 first-place votes. Texas State finishes 2nd with 6 first-place votes as well. Arkansas State at 3rd with 1 first-place vote. South Alabama got 1 as they were in 4th. And then Southern Miss, Troy, and ULM. I was a little surprised with the South Alabama one, but I think the top 3 teams on each side are pretty accurate. Texas State always seems to be overrated in the polls.
And I wonder, to me, they will be of particular interest this year, too, knowing that they're leaving the conference. You know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Will they underperform classically again as they have in the first couple of years that the Eagles have been in the Sun Belt? But I still, the math, new math or old, it just doesn't add up that you can have the preseason offensive player of the year at the most important position, the quarterback position, and your team is picked to finish fifth.
Yeah,
In the West.
I was a little surprised with South getting the first. I think a lot of coaches voted for their own team this year more than anything. But, like, you know, you talk about that. Gio Lopez left South Alabama. Like, they need a quarterback. And I thought that was kind of big. I don't really know. There was so much turnover, it felt like, in this year's Sun Belt offseason. So I'm sure it was kind of hard. Obviously, the teams that have been the most consistent, UL and JMU, Georgia Southern, and probably those three are probably going to be the top
Arkansas
contenders.
State third?
They've been on the up and up.
Yeah, they have.
And honestly, I would have picked them to be the dark horse last year. I think third place is very fair. I think they're going to have a good team this year. Texas State, like you said, is always – they're like the preseason beloved team. But yeah, I was a little surprised. I thought Southern Miss – I would have picked Southern Miss to be in fourth. This is just going off of how teams have performed in the past. I mean, nobody really knows what Southern Miss is going to be at
And
this
certainly
point.
They think Troy's dropping off the map.
Yeah, they struggled, but you know what? They got better as the season went on last year, and they had a lot of injuries that derailed them. I just think South is going to be in a rough year, but that's just my opinion. And then, you know, in the East, it kind of has to be James Madison and everybody else, and maybe Georgia Southern.
No, well, Bob's never heard of James Madison.
James damn Madison.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that if you're a Southern Miss football fan, you love Monroe. Because they kind of keep you from being on the bottom. Yeah, you know, as a X number of years fan, I go way back to the old days. It's just heartbreaking to see this kind of stuff, you know. And I've gotten kind of used to it. So, Andrew, tell me it's going to change this year.
What? The
Southern Miss just being on the bottom of everything when it comes to football.
I think it'll change. I think that's a fair assessment. I was more surprised at Marshall getting a first place vote. I thought that kind of tickled me, as a Southerner say.
But well, the two crossover games for the Eagles this year, one of them will be the third game of the season, and that'll be when the Mountaineers of App State come to Hattiesburg. And then their other crossover game, they have to go to Paulson Stadium in Statesboro to take on Georgia Southern, who I think is going to be pretty tough.
That's going to be a tough game.
And I think that's a Thursday night.
I think yes, you're right.
October 9th.
But I would say the App State game right now, if you look at the schedule, is the most crucial. Why? You don't figure to beat an SEC school. You figure to walk all over a SWAC school. App State comes in here, and it's the first real uncertain
moment
game.
Of the truth.
Correct. When you're supposed – you're playing an opponent that you hope you're equal to in your league, but they're pretty good football program.
And when you look at App State projected to finish third in the East.
With a first-year head coach, too.
And Southern Miss to finish fifth in the West, if you take the home field advantage, that really should be a good litmus test for both schools.
Well, you know, App State also plays in the Rock.
Yes, they do.
Their home field, they also call the Rock.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point, Bob. I think that probably will be the moment of truth game, although I'm, like many, curious to see how this Mississippi State game will go. But, no, I think Southern Miss is going to be – I think they'll be in the mix, especially with seven home games, four of their first five are at home. I mean, they have every right to be competing in it.
And, you know, another point that we have not made yet is if you get to the six-point win –
which we agree kind of amongst us guys is a consensus that would be a good year.
I don't know.
Yeah. Considering where they were last year, you would certainly have to think that. But if you get to the 6-win total, because the Sun Belt has so many bowl ties, you're going to get a bowl game. You know, you could be in a lot of other leagues and get 6 or 7 wins and not maybe get a bowl because your particular conference doesn't have as many tie-ins as the Sun Belt does. So the Eagles have that going for them too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you're Southern Miss, because they've spent a lot of money on this football season, probably more than possibly ever that we can, at least I know off the top of my head. And I kind of feel like if they are not in the mix for a championship, I kind of would. Lee Roberts said last week, it maybe is a failure. Because if you think about the amount of money they spent and it comes out to 6 wins, is that really worth your buck? That's all I'm saying. Like, looking at it from that point of view. Now, this team, don't get me wrong, I know the, like, this they just need a bowl season to get this program in the right direction. But think about that.
I think business owners call that ROI, return on investment.
Yeah.
And I think it's a, fair point.
And I think that's how a lot of people are looking at college football now, especially with the amount of boosters
quick
and general managers.
Quick question for you, Andrew, since you brought that point up. I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. Southern Miss goes 5-7, 6-6, and you got to go back next year and raise money. How easy is it going to be?
You know, I don't know. I mean, the argument is they improved. So, yeah. I mean, like, you're in a – if you're Southern Miss, like, yeah, I think you're in a very still build – like, your case is, look, we got better right away. We just need to spend more money, right? That's the selling point.
That would be the pitch, yeah.
But, I mean, like, if you're looking at it from a, like, you know, like a money ball type of thing and you're spending this X amount of money to get this many wins, and we don't know the exact number, but it's – again, it's – more than they probably have spent in quite some time on a season.
A couple of things I'm hanging my hat on, and we'll get to talk to Coach Huff tomorrow at Media Day, but Marshall was not projected to do anything close to what they did last year. And I just don't think, I don't know Charles Huff very well, obviously, but I just don't think he would come to Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
If he didn't think that he had a chance to win and win now.
That's a good point. Plus he's a defending champ. I mean, you have to think like that, right? Yeah.
All right, the guys, we'll be at Media Day. We'll be getting live reports from Kelly Tuesday and Wednesday from Media Day. And hopefully between him and Andrew, they'll be bringing a lot of good interviews back with them. Speaking of interviews, we're going to interview Colby Allen. Baseball next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio in Oak Grove. Bob Kelly and Andrew. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. This by Campus Bookmart, campusbookmart.net. And I want to remind you about MCS Home Center in Bellevue, 7329 US 98 West. Everything for your home remodeling, refurbishing, painting, building, lawn and garden care. They got it all, Kelly Sander at MCS Home Center.
And my sister, who is retired here and living in Hattiesburg, she was going to go to one of these big box places. I said, hold on. I said, have you ever been to MCS? And she goes, never even heard of it. I said, well, go.
Doesn't listen to the show enough, apparently.
Well, she's retired now, so she's probably just getting up.
Yes.
From her morning nap, but she went and came back, and she goes, my gosh, that is a really cool place.
My wife is tuned into it now, and she's done quite a bit of business.
Yeah.
All right, the best news that Southern Miss baseball fans got last week was the news that Colby Allen would be coming back to the team for another season. I think we all project Colby to be, what's the term? The donkey, the stud, whatever you want to call
him. Yeah, donkey. I think that's the terms kind of change.
He'll
over
be
time.
Some people's Mike Myers, you know, on the opposing
correct
side.
Colby Allen, what do you want us to call you? The donkey, the stud? What should we call you next year?
Oh, I don't know about the donkey. You know, growing up, the donkey kind of means you got a big old fat pitcher up there. He's kind of sluggish. So I don't know about the donkey.
I'll tell you
whatever you want.
I'll tell you what we can call you.
We'll come up with something, Colby.
How about Sir.
Yeah, how about Sir Kobe? Kobe, everybody was thrilled to hear you come back, man. Your thoughts of coming back, and I think it's fair to say that you will come back as the featured pitcher on the ball club next year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. You know, that was a kind of stressful couple weeks for me. You know, talking to the guys that, you know, went in the draft, talking to the coaches. But, man, my heart was at Southern Miss, and that final decision on coming back couldn't have been any more better. You know, I've been ear-to-ear grinning since I made that decision, and I'm excited. We got a good group coming in and good grief. I'm excited and ready to get back going at it.
Colby, are you looking to be a weekend starter? You were the most valuable relief pitcher on the team this year, but do you anticipate making that transition to a weekend starter?
Yeah, we've talked about it some already. You know, it kind of varies. You never know. As you're going through fall and spring inter squads, anything can change. But, yeah, we're looking at starting, but you know how baseball is. You get guys who can go down, and you never know what can happen. So, but, yeah.
The fact that you are being looked to now as kind of one of the guys, how does that change, if at all, the way that you approach? Now, you're also going to be a senior, yes, next year?
I will. Yeah. I will be a kind of getting in that grandpa age.
Yeah, and we talked about prior to you coming on, you just don't hear about seniors in college baseball much anymore. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you're going to be the guy, how does that change things, if any, for you?
It really doesn't change a whole lot. I'm just going to try to keep doing the same thing I've been doing. You know, I've kind of always had to be ready to go on the spot, and, you know, now I'm just going to try to keep doing the thing. And what I've learned is, as a reliever, is just kind of got to stay in the moment. Can't get too ahead or too behind on anything that happened.
Mechanically, what do you want to work on in the off season to become better at as far as your arsenal?
Big thing is getting that change up dialed in and being able to throw it just like my sinker and slider. That's the biggest thing. And you know, I'm kind of still working on the lower half mechanics, just sitting in my back leg a little bit more, obviously. But really the change up is the big next step for me in my career.
You know, the other thing too is as a reliever, you can come in and whatever you got in the tank, you can let it rip for about two innings max. But as a starter, you know, you got to pace yourself a little bit. So mentally, emotionally, how do you make that change?
Thank goodness I've never had to deal with that. Especially when I've been starting, you know, I kind of started inter squads for 2 years now, getting my pitch count up and being able to throw multiple innings and say I come in the fifth, you know, to be able to finish it. And even in the games I started this year, I just kind of go one inning at a time, you know. I try to attack the guys with the stuff I can do and try not to make it too big of itself. I think if you try to – yeah, you got to hold back just a little bit, but I think if you try to do that a little too much, it'll kind of start playing with your mechanics and your pitch shapes a little bit.
Kobe, as much as you can share with this, I mean, I'm sure you had some type of professional offers, but what was kind of, I guess, first of all, what was that process like for you to come to terms with coming back to Southern Miss, as well as what was kind of the pitch that they gave you to come back?
Well, they kind of gave me the pitch of coming back and being a starter and just being a well-rounded love Southern Miss baseball player, you know. That's a big enough pitch for me, is we got some of the best fans in the country. I was kind of overwhelmed when I posted I was coming back on Twitter and Instagram, and all the love I got from the fans. That kind of just shows you how awesome that is. I got all my buddies back home who's playing off at other schools, and they're like, man, I mean, I've never seen some Twitter love like that before, and everybody happy. And I was just like, man, it's just, that's a testimony to our fans. I had a guy today I played with, graduated with, threw with him this morning. He's like, and I came there last year. He played Arkansas State. He said, came there last year, and it was his first D1 true experience. And he's like, I'm just amazed at how many people come to y'all's games and how rowdy they are and how awesome it is. But, I mean, that itself is a big thing that I was wanting to come back and do. But yeah, I had some opportunities to go off and play in the pro ball setting, you know, but that just wasn't where my heart was. You know, I was wanting to come back to Southern, and and have one final go around, and that's just where I kind of landed.
Well, it sure doesn't hurt, Colby Allen, the fact that you got some studs that are coming back on this team. I just don't see where the Eagles slack off at all. Now, that's me.
I don't know if we do. I really don't. We got the transfer guys we got, and then, my goodness, at the class we had last year with Dre Barrett and Ty Long and all those arms coming back too, you know. So, to me, we're going to be just as good or maybe even better than we were last year, you know.
Kobe, I put in the chat GPT to come up with some nicknames for you. I wanted to run them by you. These are some of my personal favorites. There's Cold-Blooded Colby, Kobe the Cannon Allen. I like the Surgeon, Chili Allen, or Coolby.
Coolby instead of Colby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
How about Doctor? Because we like the way he operates on the mound.
Oh, man. Colby, are you going to come back on the show anymore after this?
Oh, man. You know, I think I'm just going to leave that to y'all. You know, I'm just going to let y'all pick whatever nickname fits.
Well, I got to tell you, Colby, a few years ago, Landon Harper, Kelly and I, we tagged him with the name The Dog, and, man, he's blowing it up with the Braves. So maybe maybe we should call you The Dog. Maybe you're the new dog, Colby.
It looks like it's working, so I'll take it. You know, baseball is very superstitious. I'll take it.
Now, the way that he shuts all these other teams down, Bob, I think they should call him Daddy.
Right. Oh, here you go, Colby Cheese.
Colby Cheese. No, Colby.
Nickname around the locker room is Cheese.
Talk about the offseason. What are you going to do to be ready for next year? I'm sure the time is going to go by slow because you'd like to kick it off tomorrow, wouldn't you?
Oh, my goodness, I would. I went on a lake trip this weekend. I started getting paired in a week that I wasn't doing baseball, you know. I got to think about baseball and getting ready to go. But, yeah, I've just been to start back throwing 1st of July and really kicking it up. I'm going to head down to Hattiesburg, actually, tomorrow morning and start throwing down there and stay for about a week, and I'll come back home. But yeah, I'm excited. It's good grief. It can't get here quick enough.
Physically, Coble, you want to put on any weight?
I'm good. I'm kind of sticking to where I'm at, about the 190 to 195 range.
Okay.
Really trying to just obviously stay stronger and stay healthy, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead, Andrew.
Kobe, I was going to ask if you know any of these transfers coming in.
I do not. Caleb Selle from Louisiana Lafayette will actually be my roommate taking JB's place, so that'll be pretty cool getting a new guy in there, and I think he's moving in today. But I know Morrison from South Alabama. He got to hit a home run off of me last year. You know, that was pretty fun. But yeah, I mean, that just kind of shows the player he is too, you know. But that just kind of shows we're getting some good guys in here that can really play at this level.
All right, Colby, last question. You grew up in Louisville, Mississippi. You went to Starkville Academy. Obviously, you spent your whole young life in the shadow of Mississippi State. Could you have ever imagined when you were a kid that you would be a Golden Eagle? And I think, Colby Allen, you are a Golden Eagle down to the bone.
Absolutely. It's kind of wild. People don't really know this story. Is my dad went to Southern Miss in college. So, I mean, I grew up going to Southern Miss and football games and baseball games down in Hattiesburg, and I got a picture. I think it's online. It's on my mom's Facebook that people are posting now, when I was a little kid holding a baseball at a football game.
Well, there
and,
you go.
And Rick Maddox was actually the one to give me that baseball at a football game way back in the day. So I've been dreaming of playing in Hattiesburg for a long, long time.
All right, my man. We're glad to have you back. You know, we made no bones about how much we like you, and we look forward to having you on the show a lot in the coming season.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Colby Allen, everybody. He's going to be the Friday night pitcher, I think. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank Colby Allen for joining us. We'll be hearing a lot of Colby when baseball gets a little closer. And really glad, very glad to have him back. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show, where you can get a great lunch every day and to always catch the big game on the radio. All right, only one more week, Kelly, with this Be Quick 60th anniversary. You want to review that for our listeners?
You better hustle. You want to go to the Be Quick Shell station, which is at the corner of Highway 98 and Hegwood Road. So if you've ever dropped the kids off at Oak Grove Optimist Park up there for youth baseball, you know exactly the place I'm talking about. Go in and get your Buffalo decal and put it on your back window or on your back bumper. And like I said, you've only got another week to do that, and they've got to people that are out looking for those stickers on your car. And if they sight yours, they're going to put your license plate inside up on the screen, and so you'll be able to see if you qualify for some fabulous prizes, Bob.
Yeah, including a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. That would be great. A Royal Caribbean cruise for four. That'd be even better. A Mossy Oak shopping spree, and then a Saints football experience. And I did find out that they're kind of taking a chance, but you're going to be able to experience watching the Saints make five first downs in one half.
So you're going to a practice then?
Yes, you're going to a practice, a scrimmage practice. Okay. I think first downs are going to be far and few between.
I think so, too.
In New Orleans.
Unfortunately.
All right, don't forget about the Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube. You know, years ago, Andrew, before you joined us, before the biggest day in your life when we invited you on the show.
We
had Matt Wallner out here, and Kelly asked him, he said, Matt, now that you've signed this big contract, what are you going to do with all this money? And in dead serious, the best thing about having all this money, that was the question. Dead serious, the kid looks at us and he goes, well, now I can go to Chick-fil-A as many times as I want to in a day. So you've got some information. There are three guys that left the Golden Eagles, and they can go to Chick-fil-A anytime they want to.
Waldner could buy three or four or five franchises if he wanted to.
You know, I got to watch him play this summer. I went up to Minnesota a few weeks ago, and he went 0 for 3, grounded out three straight times at first base, next day hit a home run. I was like, God, come on, man.
Picked the wrong day.
I know. So Nick Monastir, JB Middleton, and Jake Cook have all signed. Have not seen anything on Landon Payne yet. But just to give you guys their figures, if my phone will cooperate, Nick Monastir, whose slot value is – Kelly, explain it.
The Major League Baseball, and along with the Major League Players Union, they determine how much a person should be paid based on where they're drafted to try to prevent their teams taking advantage mm-hmm. of any players so that – a fair number, so
yeah,
to speak.
And then like there's some rules if you sign over the slot value. Sometimes you can get penalized for that if you're a team. So the closer you are to signing the max, the better job your agent did. So anyway, Nick Monastir, whose slot value was $594,500, he signs for $397,500. And Jake Cook, whose slot value was $993,900, signs for $922,500.
Nearly a million, Bob.
And he's going to give up a lot of that to the Canadian government. So,
yes.
And then JB Middleton, whose slot value was $2.1 million, he signs for basically $100,000 under his slot value. He'll be going home with a nice lump sum of $2,071,900.
Before taxes again.
Yes. And agent cuts.
Now, when we say before taxes,
$2 million from Yazoo City, Mississippi, a little academy high school, in the bigs with $2 million in your back pocket.
That's what they dream about.
Well, he doesn't have it all yet. That's the common misconception people get when they sign these things. These deals are over, I think, between 4 and 6 years. So,
it's not all up front.
No, it's definitely not all up front. It's like any job. You know, you get paid and you're monthly installments.
And the thing is although us regular ham and eggers sit around and think about that is a lot of money, but in Major League Baseball, the grand scheme of things, that's nothing.
Yeah, because now they make hundreds of millions. But also, like, consider this. If you have an agent, which if I...
Advisor.
I think they're agents now once they've signed. But, you know, these guys get, 1-2% cut, 3% if you're cutthroat, unlike the NIL agents who are terrible. So let's just say you got 2%. That's $400,000 coming your way out of JB Middleton's contract, you know, or something like that. So something else to consider.
How do you become an advisor?
I don't know. I should have done something else.
I'd like
else.
To maybe just advise a couple JB Middletons and then go to the beach.
That's all you got to do.
It would help if you had some type of contract law education.
I don't think most of these people have that.
But it would help. I think if I were in that market, I would want an attorney who was knowledgeable in contract law to make sure that all that was.
A lot of agents these days are like podcasters. There's no background. They just know enough about sports.
Please tell me it's not like
podcasters. Not hating on all the podcasters. Nobody in particular.
Please tell me it's not like podcasters.
And I know attorneys take a bath lots of time with public relations like a lot of us in the media do. But I'll tell you what, when you need an attorney, you sure want a good one. And I can't think of any time when you're dealing with your future income or potential income that you wouldn't want somebody overlooking that to make sure that everything is
right,
just so.
You're right. I was involved in a couple of business deals, and I'd ask the question, can I afford you? And they would go, you can't afford not to have me. And in the end, they were right.
Of course. And the thing with the kids, they have no concept. And this is not a criticism. It's just because of their lack of life experience. They have no concept of how much this money is.
No.
And how much things cost or don't cost. So they really are reliant upon their parents, primarily, I would guess, and then these advisors / agents.
And fortunately, a lot of these baseball kids have good families, good structured families that they can lean on, you know, for advice.
I think there's more checks and balances these days, but you never know.
All right, look, I got to get to something that's very dear to me, and I want to get your opinion of you two.
So we're going to continue to talk baseball?
Yes, well, that's pretty dear, but we're going to switch gears. About 3 or 4 years ago, one of the great joys of my life was snatched away from me by the woke left.
Oh, boy.
When for a ridiculous, absurd reason.
Where is this going?
They changed the 96-year name of the Washington Redskins to the friggin' Commanders, which is maybe the worst name.
I thought they were better as the Washington football team.
I would agree. But anyway, so the man, Donald Trump, out of the blue this weekend, attacks the ownership of the Redskins or of the Washington organization. And, you know, they're about to build a new stadium, supposedly, where old RFK was, move the team back into D.C. Well, Trump has said he may block that unless they agree to change the name back to the Redskins. And he didn't stop there. Then he attacked the Cleveland Guardians, who he pointed out they were one of the 6 original professional baseball teams in America. That's hard to believe, really. And they had their name, the Indians, for over 113 years. And changed it to the Well, now, you know, everybody says, oh, Trump can't do that. And then what does Trump do? I mean, he does it, whether you like him or hate him. Kelly Santer, is my dream going to come true? Are the Redskins going to come back to life?
Well, the fact that Mr. Trump could block a potential new stadium would be the first thing that's been blocked in that stadium.
Damn.
In about 10 years.
That's cold, Kelly. That's really good.
But it's really true. It's really true.
My two cents is this. Actually, I find it interesting that the people of Cleveland like the Guardian thing because that's the statue that represents them, unlike the Washington one. It's kind of two different things. But I think this is me with all politicians. The less they have to do with sports, the better because they tend to not make anything better. I would rather the Prez deal with other things. That's just my take on it.
So OutKick, you know OutKick.
Yeah, it's a
Clay Travis's national website, sports website. He made a lot of money on OutKick.
Sure.
They do a weekend poll. They interviewed Native Americans. This is according to OutKick.
Yeah.
90% of the Native Americans they interviewed want the name brought back.
And, you know, when I was in college, and actually that's been a main argument of it is that the polls would suggest of Native Americans that
they most like
of them,
it.
Yeah, or they don't care. I was taught that at Southern Miss, more interestingly enough, in my gender and ethics class. I think that's what it was, or gender and race in the media. That's what it was. And I thought that was probably even more fascinating that the people who are starting the argument are probably not really involved in that decision.
Not involved in. Anyway,
like us.
Interesting that the Trumpster has now intervened into the Redskin controversy. From what I read, the Indian organization, probably not too interested. They seem to be doing okay with their name. But Andrew's right. I mean, this has been a fiasco in Washington. I'm going to get your friend back on the show.
Bob Matthews?
Yeah, he covers the Redskins.
And he told us there wasn't a chance in
Commanders.
Commanders. Before Trump got involved.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because before that, he said there wasn't a chance, and you know what, that it was going to change. Yeah,
If any other politician said, I'll hold up the stadium if you don't do what I want, you'd go, oh, no, you won't. Trump might.
He's got a lot of things on his punch list.
That would just not be at the top of mind, personally.
Well, no, I get it. But he never sleeps, so I'm hanging on to all my Redskins stuff. I'm not going to sell it to Bob just yet, Kelly.
Well, we'll talk to Bob Matthews, see if we can't get him on the show and see what's the latest there.
Man, I tell you what, I might give you a big kiss on the cheek if they got that name back.
I'm leaving later this week.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to the show. DBAT sponsors the last segment of our program every day. We're very proud to have DBAT as part of the Eagle Hour family. It is a great place to take all children for baseball and softball training. State-of-the-art facility. Really, any ball player of any age can go in there and use the facilities. And, of course, they've got a great pro shop and a lot of summer camps as well. The Pine Belt News is where you stay informed about things happening in news and sports coverage around the Hattiesburg area. You can get the Pine Belt News delivered for just $35 a year or $55 annually if you live outside of Forest and Lamar County. You can follow the Pine Belt News on all social media platforms, and you can visit their website at hubcityspokes.com. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, and we encourage you to look at their beautiful new showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And, guys, I saw a picture of Morgan and her husband at Mobe Beignet Company with the illustrious mayor of Hattiesburg. They had a big, some kind of city meeting. Happy to see that they had used Mobe Beignet Company. And it is just a great place to go enjoy good hot beignets with a lot of toppings on them and a lot of good coffees. And you're bound to be a beignet man being from New Orleans, Andrew.
Nah, it's just fried dough and sugar.
There we go.
But not at Mobe Beignet Company.
No, there we go. See how quickly he's catching on. It's different at Mobe Beignet. It's good, and it's just a great atmosphere as well, right across the street from the Southern Miss campus. All right, Andrew, news and notes.
Well, do you want to go for Southern Miss or is your?
I was going to talk about M Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, of course, we're going to be in New Orleans tomorrow. Live reports from Media Day both tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah.
To me, it officially kicks off football season.
Yep.
It's kind of like Christmas for me. Christmas morning, as you get to be this age, you love football.
Depends on what side of the industry you're on.
Yeah.
But for me, it's when the you-know-what hits the fan again.
But I really enjoy getting to meet all your other the media guys that you haven't seen in a year and get to talk to some of these players. But want to congratulate members of the upcoming M Club inductions. One of them is Tracy Lampley, who is actually going to be joining us on the program tomorrow, even though I'll be in New Orleans. Bob will get to talk to Tracy Lampley. We mentioned that Deke Adams and Alexis Hall Adams, the first, as far as we know, husband and wife that are going in at the same time. Deke played high school football at Meridian, was an assistant coach here now at Arkansas, and Alexis Hall was a basketball player. So it only would stand to reason that their son, Jordan, would be a Major League Baseball player in the Angels organization. So they've got three sports covered just in that family. Other inductees include Chris Clark, Jeremy Parquet, Raquel Washington, and Johnny Vetrano, all going into the M Club this year. Is our old friend Luke Johnson went in. Was that last year, Bob, or 2 years ago that Luke went in?
2 years ago.
Okay, so Luke Johnson will, I'm sure, be at the induction ceremonies, but Tracy Lampley will be here on the show tomorrow.
In local news, Hattiesburg High basketball coach Ernie Watson retired from Hattiesburg but has not retired from basketball, is what he told me earlier today. I'll have a story on that later. But if you recall, he took the Tigers to their first state championship in 49 years back in 2023. He's been pretty dang good. In more national news, and I think Southern Miss people will find this interesting, per Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports, Memphis has made a $200 million offer to enter the Big 12.
An offer?
Offer.
So they're trying to get themselves out.
I mean, it's been no secret. They've been trying to shop between the Pac-12, see if that might work, and then the Big 12. I think even the Big 10 popped up in the last go-around of alignment. But the thing was, like, I know the Pac-12 had reached out. That was a story, but they didn't want to leave Tulane. I guess if it's the Big 12, they'll say bye to Tulane in a heartbeat. So I don't know. So we shall see what happens with
that. And, of course, that'll be another thing for the academics to argue. $200 million that athletic departments are throwing around simply to be in another conference. I mean, do we have all this stuff bass-ackwards? I don't know.
I think we do. A little note, Kelly will be in New Orleans the next 2 nights. There's a place called the Hideout Bar. Which has a $10 cover. I understand you'll be performing there tomorrow night after the immediate.
Well, they want me to pull out my drag act again, where I come out as my, you know, in my outfit, I come out to Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love. Mm-hmm. And that's actually my drag name.
Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah, so.
Andrew, you're going to be in New Orleans. You're going to attend.
Nope.
You got to go by, and Kelly can get you in. You skip the cover.
That's okay.
I think Andrew would be blinded or scarred for life.
There's a lot of other things I could do with $10.
But to be fair, he's from New Orleans. He's been to all those joints down there.
No, so. Not really.
Yeah, yeah.
I the best part about going home is, of course, seeing the family, right? And more so the food. That's my big thing when I go home.
But your family would be very proud to know that you rolled your eyes when you said, see the family.
They can't see this. There's no live stream here. There's no proof to that. But yeah,
I didn't see anything.
There you go. Yeah, but no, I'll be there on Tuesday. I'll be sitting down with the commit. I think you're sitting down with the commish too, but I have a load of questions for. Yeah,
and we're going to have a series of interviews. When the guys get back, they'll both be down there recording interviews, and we're going to be bringing them back and putting a lot of that stuff on the Eagle Eye.
I love Media Day, man. A lot of fun.
Yeah. And these guys will do a great job. We'll have some really in-depth conversations with coaches from throughout the Sun Belt, the commissioner, we hope, and who knows, maybe even the Southern Miss coach.
We hope.
Okay. Well, I'm interviewing him. So.
One day only.
Well, they all get to talk, too. Let's not forget that.
That's right.
It'll be a fun day. We'll look forward to bringing you all the news as football now, guys, is now really beginning to get close.
Are you ready to put baseball up now, Bob?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, my wife's beginning to ask me, at what point are you going to make the transition?
Although J.B. Middleton is coming on the show the next week or two.
Oh, good. That'll be great. All right. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The guys will be in New Orleans. Have a live report from Sunbelt Media Day tomorrow on the Eagle Hour. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.